Yes, thank you. My name's Fred Falver. I live in Pownall, Maine, 783 Lawrence Road. I grew up here in Plymouth and Rumney, and I'm a property owner in Wentworth and Orford, and our family home is still here in Plymouth up on Old Hebron Road. You've heard many other speakers tonight from that part of the town. I've been pondering for several days whether I should come over and speak here. It's all been said, it seems, many times over even. And what could I add? Well, we've all heard all the reasons why the construction of this transmission line will be harmful to the environment of New Hampshire. We've all heard clear and convincing analysis demonstrating that this project will not provide any lasting economic benefit to the state, and very little, if any, economic benefit short term. Quite to the contrary, we've heard a multitude of ways in which this project will seriously harm the state's economy. Lots of other arguments against it. Now, none of the arguments in support of this project has convinced me that this project will do anything at all to improve the lives of the citizens of this town or of the state. The folks who have proposed it seem to be saying, well, we suspect there will be an increase in demand. We don't really know where, we aren't sure how much, and we can't predict when. So let's spend a lot of money right now on this thing, trash New Hampshire's landscape, trash New Hampshire's economy, and kind of keep our fingers crossed. And, well, that's one hell of a fine business plan, I think. While there's no doubt that there will be an increase in the energy demand in the future in this part of the country, building a transmission line from some other country is not the best way to meet that demand. A transmission line is a 19th century tool. This is the 21st century. And we have a 21st century challenge, and 21st century tools already exist that can help meet this challenge. More of these tools are on the drafting tables right now, and still more have not even been conceived of. Thank you. Most of these new tools can be applied to, for example, generation at the point of demand, a flexible, adaptable solution to meet any need for more energy at any particular location at any particular time. You build it when and if you need it, you build it exactly where you need it, you build it at a scale that meets the need, and you get to use the best technology that's available at the time. It's the future, it's flexible, adaptable, independent of foreign sources. As Charles Darwin pointed out, an organism has to have the ability to adapt to changing conditions in order to be successful. And we want this organism called New Hampshire and the USA to be successful. The project under consideration does not move us towards future success. It is not flexible, it is not adaptable, it is not efficient, reliable, it perpetuates dependence on foreign energy sources, it ties us down to the past. Please stamp this dinosaur dead on arrival. Do not resuscitate or whatever else you have to stamp on it. Let's move out of the 19th century and into the 21st. Thank you.